Today's edition of the Derek Hunter Podcast is brought to you by Life Change Tea.
Why go to getthetea.com? Because this important news could change your life. Socrates made a statement saying that all disease starts in the gut. Take care of your gut, and well, the rest speaks for itself. Life Change Tea is a wonderful way to aid in your digestion. Brew it, steep it, drink it, and feel it go to work. We at Life Change Tea have been around for years helping people just like you feel better. Lots of testimonials and lots of happy people. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Getthetea.com.
All righty. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to it. It is a Derek Hunter Podcast for Wednesday, the, I don't even know what the hell the date is, 9th, I think, of June. All right. And welcome. Thank you. I'm back. It's a very short show. It's an update show. We'll be back to normal programming tomorrow. I just wanted to give you an update. I'm sitting here with Quinn screaming in the background. I'm joined, or with Bailey screaming in the background. Quinn is here. How are you feeling, Quinn?
Much better. Well, I had a poop out, and I had a big chest it, and I had medicine, and my daddy put it in my mouth, and I did a lot of things. Right now, I put on the dress, put on hair, and that means I'm Elsa.
Yeah, you're dressed as Elsa, but you had a bad couple of days. You ended up going to the doctor and then the hospital, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, and they even got me a shot.
Yeah, a shot is what you call an enema. But you weren't pooping, and your belly was hurting, and nothing was coming out for a long time. Are you feeling better now?
Yeah. Now I look very hot.
Yeah, you're very warm. It's very hot out.
And I need to drink some water. There's a picture of me drinking water.
Yeah, there's a picture of you hanging in my office drinking water with Bailey sitting there. You got to drink more water. And what else?
Hey, what is that? What's the heart on?
I don't know. It's pajamas. What do you have to do more than anything?
More stuff. And what is Bailey doing?
Don't worry about Bailey. You have to keep not being holding in your poop, right?
Yeah.
And when you don't, when you get some out, what do you get?
Toys.
And prizes and hugs and all that good stuff. So thank you all for the, she's doing much better. She's not done yet. There certainly hasn't been a dam break, but there's cracks in the dam, and her attitude and energy. She spent all day Sunday pretty much semi-conscious and sleeping, and I spent all night, Sunday night, watching her sleep until this vile medicine started kicking in. She started passing gas all weekend, or all Sunday night. Until I slept about 2 hours Sunday night, Monday, and then watched her after that, and have been inundated with Monday. She started feeling so much better and energy and eating again for the first time in 3 days, and has gotten some movement down there, but not enough. But she hadn't eaten for 3 days, so I can't imagine there's a whole lot in there. Still, I appreciate all of the emails. There's far too, I will do my best to go through and respond, but I haven't been checking my email. I see that they're there, and I can't tell you how much that means to me, how much I appreciate it. It was a shock. You know, I don't know. I don't normally do those sorts of things of asking for help or publicly talk. Don't play with those. You don't get to destroy things just because you're feeling better. But I'm not one of those public kind of guys like that, but to know that you guys sent those messages and everything, I appreciate it. It was really an awful, awful couple of days, but hopefully she stops. Quinny, oh, she's stealing things out of my office. Hopefully it means that she will continue to move, even if it's involuntary because of all the medicine and stool softener and fiber and everything and the magnesium citrate that we had to put through her, that it will start working. So I plan on being back here full force tomorrow and hitting the ground running from there, you know, God willing. And thank you guys for the prayers and the hopes and the good thoughts. And all of that, I just wanted to drop a quick note to say that. I'm sort of following the news starting today just because I have to be back on the radio again, too. They've been great to me to give me the time off. And we'll hit the ground running again tomorrow. Hope you didn't, you know, think I abandoned you. I know I like to pride myself on having a show up every day, but nothing is more important than the kids, so I had to do it. And I appreciate your understanding. And I keep going into circles and saying the same things over and over again. So I will stop boring you and just say thank you again. And we'll be back here tomorrow with the full force of everything that's going on, plus probably some rage that I have been suppressing over the last 5 days. And we'll see. We'll see the curse show. Well, the curse show will probably be done in a car because I have to drive to New York, God willing. That's the plan anyway for an event for work. So I will scream obscenities. Thank God I'm driving alone. Anyway, I'm stopping now. I will see you guys tomorrow. Thank you so much.